Now, Iraq experiences its bloodiest day in nearly 2 months, with at least 70 people killed across the country. Different parts of Baghdad saw successive explosions on Monday. In the worst attack, a double car bombing killed at least 24 Karbala pilgrims and wounded 52 others. Meanwhile, a sticky bomb explosion in Baghdad killed at least 17 people and injured 43 others. In Mosul, militants gunned down 12 people on a bus. Explosions also targeted the city of Tikrit, west of Baghdad. Violence in Iraq has risen drastically in recent months. Monday's bombings were the latest episode in a wave of violence that has roiled Iraq since the beginning of the year. Well, let's cross over to London and speak to Middle East expert Zayed Al-Issa on the situation in Iraq. Now, Mr. Al-Issa, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. The situation in Iraq seems to be not getting any better security-wise for the people of Iraq. What do you make of this? Why do you think it continues to get worse if not remain the same?
Well, I mean, apparently that the situation is getting much worse than before. It's dramatically deteriorating, and there is a dramatic surge in deadly violence. Now, the reason for that is basically Al-Qaeda has grown in strength, power, influence, and power. And the main reason for that is the arming, funding, logistical support, and even paying salaries, which is an unprecedented move to Wahhabi Salafi mercenaries converging on Syria. That money went to Jabhat al-Nusra, but Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of Al-Qaeda, acknowledged that simply Jabhat al-Nusra is part and parcel of Al-Qaeda and in Iraq, and that Muhammad al-Julani, the leader of Jabhat al-Nusra, is simply merely a foot soldier of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and he acknowledged that all the resources that went to Jabhat al-Nusra have been shared in half between the two terrorist organizations. And the Washington Post and also the New York Times have acknowledged that all those resources, all funding, arming, have actually went to the most extremist groups, that is Jabhat al-Nusra, which in turn transformed all that money and funding and logistical support to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So Saudi Arabia has been financing Al-Qaeda in Iraq, arming it to the backseat through the back door. And we have seen a change in strategy. The Saudi regime have basically focused in the beginning at Syria, believing that if the Syrian regime crumbles or falls apart, then that would ultimately lead to the also toppling of the Iraqi fledgling democracy. Which
well, that's
Saudi
an
Arabia
interesting point you raised there, Mr. Threat. Al-Issa. You mentioned Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Nusra front, which we've usually heard in the context of Syria. But you're saying they're responsible for what's taking place in Iraq as well. So all this is interconnected, you say?
That's definitely connected. Both are Al-Qaeda groups, and actually the core of Jabhat al-Nusra came from Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And we mustn't forget that, according to NBC, have acknowledged that more than 50% of the fighters and suicide bombers in Iraq come actually from Saudi Arabia. And the core of Al-Qaeda went and formed Jabhat al-Nusra. And all the money and the logistical support and even salaries from Saudi Arabia, which has been acknowledged by The Guardian, have went to mercenaries, Wahhabi Salafi mercenaries, who actually depend on the fatwas, which are coming from the religious establishment, which is the Wahhabi Salafi religious establishment in Saudi Arabia. Those fatwas which give religious legitimacy, religious incentive, and religious encouragement to the suicide attacks and bombing attacks taking part, which are mainly targeting the Shia, specifically targeting now the Shia pilgrims after targeting Shia areas and actually targeting symbols of authority and power in Western Iraq. And we've seen also that the Saudi regime throwing its weight behind the ongoing protests which have taken place despite the major concessions by the Iraqi government.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. Zayed Al-Issa. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Zayed Al-Issa, Middle East expert, joining us on the line from London. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.